Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Hello, Lohi, and welcome to Fan Talk by the Footy on Paper podcast. How are you doing today?
No, I'm just there. I'm not really happy. Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine. So let's get straight to the unhappiness now. Arteta has been at the job at Arsenal now over a month. How do you think he's been doing? Like, especially with regard to the last most recent game, how's he been doing?
Okay, so I feel like today's game has definitely been the worst. But like, he's been okay. Like the other games, I feel like since he came, I've seen like improvement. But like I think there's he has like ideas, but I don't know today's one. I don't know what happened. I think that today's game was like the worst game since he took over. Like he made a lot of like questionable decisions. I don't know.
Yes, but pairing Guendouzi and Xhaka together, that wasn't so good. Now was it?
Yes, because every time they've been paired, they don't like play well together. I don't know. I just feel like they don't play well together. And I don't know. I think we need to bench Lacazette. I think he doesn't bench Lacazette because of his confidence or something. I don't know. But we need 3 points right now. We can't continue drawing our games. I think he needs to start Pepe, bench Lacazette. I don't know, man. Ozil needs to be turning up as well because it just doesn't look good anymore. Like, I feel like Ozil needs to start turning up. It's just, yeah.
Okay, you mentioned the draws. You guys have 13 draws this season.
Yes, we do.
Which is quite a lot.
I heard the record is 17, so almost there.
Yeah, so like, what do you think Arteta has to do now for you guys to not reach that record? Because I don't think you want to reach that record. What do you think you have to do?
I don't know. The lineup needs to be better. Maybe when we introduce our new signings, I mean, on loan, then hopefully, I don't know. I'm hoping Cedric gets well soon. Maybe when Pablo Mari like starts, I don't know. Just and also a change in formation. They stop pairing Xhaka and Guendouzi. Bench Lacazette. I don't think that one will happen, Sha. Or I think he needs to bench. I don't think he's going to bench Lacazette. I just don't think so. Yeah. Bench Lacazette.
I think Lacazette is very integral to his plan, so he's trying to like force him to like pick form, I guess.
Yes, because I think that's also what he's doing with Mustafi as well. And the thing is that I guess it's working for Mustafi because since the Chelsea mistake, I mean, that was just like was a while ago, but like since the Chelsea mistake, I think he's been sorry about that and like he's like Trey's actually done okay. Today he was okay.
Yeah, he's doing well, Abby.
Yeah. So I think maybe that's what he wants to do for Lacazette. Like, he wants him to pick form, but I don't know about that right now. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Hello, Olohi. Yeah?
Yeah, you mentioned, what's it called? Sorry to cut you short, but you mentioned Pablo Mari and Cedric Suarez, your new signings. How do you feel you guys have done this January? Are you okay with the business done this window?
I think I'm okay. I feel like both deals are like loans with an option to buy because I guess they don't want to like take like permanent risks and stuff. So if it doesn't work out, they will just like not buy him. I don't know. I think we also need to do better in like transfer markets. But I don't know. We don't really spend as much. I guess because we're still like we've not finished paying Pepe, we saw mess. I don't know if maybe that's why. I just don't know. But apart from that, like I think it's okay. I think we bought two defenders. We needed to like tighten up our defense. So
that was good business.
Yeah, I think it was good business.
Okay, and last question. You have to pick one: top four or win a cup.
I guess win a cup.
Win a cup, yeah. Because why do you say win a cup? You don't think you can get in top four?
Yeah, I don't think we can. I don't think we're going to get a place in Europe.
And ultimately, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's sad, but maybe we need to, like, go back next season and start, like, without any cup distractions and just focus on the league and start again from there. I don't know. I guess.
All right. Thank you very much, Olohi. Thanks for being on Fan Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hello, Frances. Welcome to the Fan Talk part by Footy on Paper podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, man. Okay, let's get into it. Are you surprised Chelsea didn't sign anybody this past winter window?
No, actually, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. For good and bad reason, anyway, I'm not surprised Chelsea didn't sign anybody. My reason being, I know the January transfer window is usually very hard to navigate.
Yeah.
And in recent years, Chelsea haven't been very successful with their recruitment on that part. So, and truthfully speaking, we are not the kind of club who do business quickly. We drag our feet a lot. So, I was surprised with the lack of activity. What I would have actually preferred would have been to see more exits. Like, I feel like a lot of players had to, like, leave at that point, but then it didn't really happen. So I think I'm more disappointed in that. But then in terms of new recruitment coming in, I don't think I'm much disappointed. Yeah.
Okay, but well, Frank said that in order for people to come in, people have to go. So like,
of course, that goes without saying.
Yeah. So like, I mean, for let's pick a player like Giroud now. He will probably be frustrated with not getting a move out of Chelsea, obviously, because he's targeting the Euros regularly. And he wasn't even in the squad. Okay, you can understand that maybe his mind is not right, but do you see him like playing more games from now?
Of course, he has to play more games. For Chelsea to have any kind of breakthrough, for Chelsea to go forward this season, you need to use the whole squad.
Okay.
And players like Joe definitely have to feature more because he provides something different for us.
Okay.
I remember 2012 season where we had a Champions League run. I remember at some point, a lot of fringe players, as you call them, started featuring more often.
Single them, yeah.
Exactly. So it's something that has to happen. It's something that definitely has to happen.
Okay. Do you think
definitely have to play more games?
Okay. Do you think like this will affect your targets for the season?
Not really. I mean, ordinarily, the ban was supposed to last the full season. We got lucky and it was cut short. So I don't think it should affect our target much. Still definitely fourth place finish, maybe go far in the domestic cups. For the UCL, I think we've done decent there. So I don't think it should affect our targets that much.
Okay. Do you think Frank will get sacked if you don't finish in the top four? Because that should be like the only aim now.
No, I don't think so. I don't. The only condition I see Frank Lampard getting sacked is if there's a clash of interest between him and the board. Yeah, that kind of thing I can see happening. Maybe he starts beating them in the media. That kind of thing. But as far as the season goes, well, I'm not going to name names, but then you get what I'm trying to talk about. But as far as targets go, realistically, I don't see Chelsea finishing maybe below sixth.
Okay.
And if you take that position compared to how they started the season, the expectations for the season, you can see it's not far off. So results wise, performance wise, I don't think he might do enough to get him sacked. But in terms of getting a loggerhead with the board, I think that is where he can risk getting sacked, basically.
Okay. Next three, Manchester United, Tottenham, Bayern. How do you think Chelsea will fare in these games?
I'm looking at...
all in Stamford Bridge, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at two wins and a draw.
Okay. Two wins and a draw. Win against
United and Bayern. Tottenham, exactly. I mean, like, I'm just saying, for some reason, I just have that fit. Maybe because, I don't know, it's Bayern. I mean, like, we have history with Bayern, and we're on the positive side of that history.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I'm just saying. And generally, German teams are not teams I expect to really upset Chelsea like that. Though I'm saying our form now is not really anything to write home about, but I expect us to turn up for that game.
Okay.
It's a big game. I expect a different level of commitment, different level of performance. And then we have our most creative player, Pulisic. He's coming back. I expect it to, like, put some energy into the squad generally. So I'm expecting a win again. Of course, we have to win against Bayern. Because anything other than that, we might as well not turn up for the second leg at Allianz Arena.
Oh.
So that's one game I'm expecting them to really come out guns blazing.
Why do you feel so confident about Man U? I mean, Man U have been getting the better of Chelsea since last season now.
It's going to be really stupid to think we'll play United four times or three times in a season and we can't get a good result in at least one game. Especially at the time where it seems like we are evenly matched. At least first game of the season, you can see we had a managerial change, we had a personnel change, and all that. The cup game, we lost them well. You can see we're still trying to find our feet at that time. Our form isn't much better now, but then we expect that Lampard has learned maybe a thing or two against United to help him go into that game. And more so, we are playing at home. So we expect that to count at some point. We should get a win. I'm expecting a win. It's probably very, very audacious to predict, but then it's something I would rather stick on if I had to bet.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why the draw against Tottenham then? Is it the Mourinho factor?
Because it's Mourinho, of course. You can tell. You don't expect us to get the better of Mourinho two times in this season. I mean, he's Mourinho at the end of the day. No matter what you say about him, he still is a Mourinho. He's still someone who can pull a rabbit out of the hat, that kind of thing. So, yes, you expect him to motivate his players against us. You expect that to count for something.
Okay. Final question before I let you go, because you're a busy man. How do you feel about Liverpool winning the league?
Oh, you mean them defending the league, because they've won this one already. How do I feel? You mean them defending the league? They've won this one already. Well, it was something that was always going to happen. Like, all the jokes, 30 years not winning the league. It was always going to happen. And
yeah,
it had to happen at some point. This is probably the best time it had to happen, because it's not Chelsea directly challenging them. So you can't laugh at us. You get to laugh at that other club to challenge them. But then, like I said, it's something that was always going to happen, and I'm happy for them.
Okay.
Let's see how they keep up with it.
All right. Thank you very much. Congratulations to them. Hopefully, we'll see
you very much. Very soon. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah. Yo, my man, what's up? What's good? How you doing?
Hello, Tunde Macaulay. Welcome to the Fan Talk by Footy on Paper Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. I think so far I've already. Calm down. It's good
to have you here, finally. Like, after all this while, I've been trying to get you on the podcast.
Gang, gang. Hello,
everybody. Let's get into it. Conte, after Inter's loss against Dortmund, he ranted and shouted that he needed more experienced players. Your winter window, have the Inter hierarchy, have they answered him?
Okay, so let's see. Eriksen, Ashley Young, Moses. Ashley Young, I don't understand. Makes zero sense to me. Even that whole Moses thing, because Lorenzo was available and what that guy's name again. There's a lot left finger. I think Spinazzola or something, but...
Yeah, Spinazzola, yeah.
Yeah, they're both younger. Fine. Lorenzo, like, what, 29? Spinazzola, like, what, 27? Are you getting... Ashley Young that has maybe one good year left. But yeah, it was cheap, so no problem. Basically spent nothing on him. Moses has a loan. And what is just a contract with Aspen, I just have to see that. It's more or less us just grabbing onto him.
Yeah.
It's more like testing. So but everything beautiful. Finally, like, proper quality. I love those, don't get me wrong, but this is everything I was talking about. But then, him complaining after he got more loss. I think personally that, because I love Conte, I love what he's doing, but it was to go on him. Clearly on him. after the injuries to Barella and Sensi, the guy finally stayed in Valero, who he didn't want to use at all, was clear.
That's
he
true.
Didn't want to use this guy. And this guy has been playing well since he's been using him. So why didn't you just test him out then?
Mm.
And of course, the Tishon small squad. But the squad was only small because he chose to not use certain players.
Yeah, that's true.
He get. So, yeah, sure, Ranocchia is crap. He has some good, but he's not quality.
Mm.
And everything. Yeah, using Bastoni, some 20-year-old guy who never really kicked the ball until this season.
Mm.
He's been playing well and everything, but he gets it. But I think that whole complaint about players and the squad and everything, I think it was poor from him. We got Biragi because he wanted Biragi.
Mm.
He doesn't want him anymore. We got Lazaro because he wanted Lazaro. So you get.
And he let him go as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now he has let him go and he's brought in the movie. He's just. Sure. Kandreva is old. Moses is knocking on that door.
Mm.
Next season he's 30. So I don't know. Sir. I don't know. I'm happy with Ericsson. I'm happy with Ericsson.
So it's only Ericsson you are happy with.
No. I've done that the first match. Not a spectacular one, but we know the ball a lot of times, which everyone forgets because but at least he was running up and down. I was surprised. He's 34, 35 and he's able to run like that. But Conte does these things. So, I mean, if you can drive now, who was top for the past 2 seasons, I'm seeing him now. So it's not bad. Can we win the league with them? Possible.
That was the second question I was going to ask you.
Okay. So yeah, possible we can win the league with them. We have a very good, not a very good squad. We have players that are playing together well.
It's a decent squad, huh?
Yeah. And I don't know, the guys are playing together well. That's just the main thing for me. The fact that they all seem to be working for themselves. And with the way things are going, I can clearly see why he wants to go. We have Lukaku. Oh, carry on.
Okay, with Lautaro missing like for your next 3 games now, how do you feel about that then? Can Lukaku
Sanchez be back? Sanchez is back.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah.
Well, you feel like he can, because he hasn't played like for long now, so he needs like more game time.
Yeah, he hasn't played long, but the thing is, if you remember with Chelsea, Conte also played 3-4-3.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, so having someone, but I don't know, so he let go of. Let's see what. He can never can be pushed forward, possibly. Mm. I don't know. And if he's playing some kind of narrow 3-4-3, I mean, narrow up front, then he can have Lukaku, he can have Sanchez, and everything behind him. Possible. Okay. Okay. So, for thank you, I found it. It's not the first time that one of them is missing.
Yeah, true talk. Let's talk about like other teams in the Serie A now. If Inter don't win, and like obviously you don't want Juventus to win the league, do you think like Lazio can creep in, or do you think Atlanta can do something?
Yeah, I have that. Let's see. No, I think if Inter is not winning, it's Juve definitely going to win it. The other only team I have some hope with, funny enough, is Lazio.
Oh wow!
Yes. You have to watch them. Their keeper, Strakosa, whatever his name is, solid. If he can keep going on like this and not turn into some sort of that Chelsea flop again, Kepa. Yes, Kepa. If he doesn't do a Kepa,
we're talking about here. You don't need to bring the Premier League in.
Yeah, but Kepa is a part. Anyhow, sir. So if he doesn't do badly there, then Chelsea. Mobile, another 2 goals to see.
Yeah.
And though he's not scoring penalties every other week.
Mm.
So, I bring that there. And Caicedo had a good match today, too. So, I don't know. They can do something. Maybe finish third. But I don't see any team winning it if Inter and Juve don't win.
Okay.
It's not possible, simply.
Well, what do you think about Simone Inzaghi, though? Why do you think clubs haven't gone big for him?
Inzaghi?
Yeah. Coach of Lazio.
This is first really good season now.
Is it?
Yeah, he's not really.
Prospect with the like little that he has at Lazio.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, like how do I put this now? What are Inter's last coach before Conte came in?
What's his name now? Spalletti.
Spalletti, exactly. Spalletti, well enough for what he had, The thing is, it's, I don't know. Like, you're thinking of like big club. Right now, not many people are willing to take risks. Because they are all they've been doing since Isimau have gone around, because not how many coaches, nothing special from them. No, it's true now, it's true. And if I go to Premier League, I can't name enough teams there, but say no Premier League, so let's stay with you. Inter, we've had our fair share of people. Remember Stramacchioni?
Yeah.
Come on. Exactly.
Yeah, you've gone through your time, I know, you're so fun.
Yeah, so really, I don't think it's that time. Even with the whole Sarri thing, I was very surprised. Because I will not, like, don't believe in that guy. So, I really don't believe he's that good. Beautiful football, sure, but I don't think he's that good. Sorry, is even a bit good for me, sir. So, I think if some other guy can do this with Lazio, like, get that chance twice, then sure, will start appearing. But to do it once, we have many people that just go there once and get the hell out. That Roman's coach, I'm going to the Francesco, whatever.
Yeah.
Had very good two seasons and suddenly nothing again.
And nothing, that's true. That's true.
Exactly. So, to take risk with them young coaches now, fairly young coaches, because 44 is not young. But I reckon, I don't think.
You can just say he's young for them, for coaches. I said you can just say he's young for coaches.
Yeah, young for coaching and everything. Mm. So,
okay, last question before I let you go. How do you think the Italian clubs can do in Europe? As Inter, Europa, Juventus in the Champions League. Well, you don't trust Sarri anyway, so you expect them to.
Yeah, I don't trust Sarri, but Ronaldo has been on form since this year started. Even though he has scored quite a number of penalties, he's still been on form. Dybala is huge player. Sorry. Exactly. Sorry again, wanted to get rid of Dybala. Who's performing for him now? Dybala. Wanted to get rid of Matuidi. Who's performing again, Matuidi? So really, I don't trust that guy, Joe. But anyhow, they're playing, and you can see they're playing well, so he's playing them, which is good. So he's not that stubborn to key players, quote-unquote, the number one team. But Juve at best in the final. I don't see anything further than that. Even that can be pushing. It depends on who they meet. Inter in Europa has some teams inside.
You think Conte will take it serious?
I don't know. He has spoken about winning it, but when people talk about winning stuff, they really don't care about.
Okay.
So I can't say. I can't say. I know he wants that league. I know he wants to kick Juve off that league. I know that's the plan. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Okay.
But he's good enough. But if we don't win, it's not surprising.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Thank you very much for coming on, man. Hello, Pere. Welcome to Fan Talk by the Footy on Paper podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Oh, boy, we don't miss you for here. How fun? How are you doing?
Same here, man. I don't know, man. Life is not really smiling right now. I'm just trying to manage on.
anyway, let's get to it. Yesterday, during the Wolverhampton game, it seems like United needed Odion Ighalo. What do you think he will bring to United in this 6-month spell?
Ighalo, I think he's just there because Manchester United lack numbers up front.
Yeah.
I don't think he's someone that will play lots of games.
Okay.
I think he's there because they just want to be cautious in case Greenwood or Martial gets injured. If Rashford was not injured, I don't think United would have signed Ighalo. So I don't really see him playing lots of matches except somebody gets injured. Yeah.
But yesterday you needed his type of player. What do you think during the game?
Yes. Because the way United played yesterday, I think they needed a focal point up front, and Martial wasn't giving that to them. So if he was available, maybe he would have been brought on in the second half. Yeah.
So are you now saying that United need that type of striker? Because, I mean, at the beginning of the season, you guys didn't have that. I mean, Lukaku asked to go, you let him go. And then the type of strikers that you have are not really focal points.
I think so, because if you if you remember, I think Ole was really, really bent on getting Haaland, and Haaland is that kind of player.
That's true.
He's someone that can hold ball, yeah, and since they didn't get Haaland, yeah, I think they need someone like that, because Martial is not going to give you that. Greenwood would not give you that. Rashford is not ready to be a centre forward yet, so I think they need someone like that now.
So, well, if Ighalo takes his chance and like plays very well, gives you some goals, finishes in the top four, possibly win a cup, do you think like United should like maybe give him an extra year?
It depends on his performance. Like you said, if he plays very well, like he has to play very, very well now. Like, first of all, he has nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, so the pressure should be off him, and when he gets his chance, he needs to take it every time he gets his.
Okay.
His chance, he needs to take it. I think if he plays very well and he scores lots of goals, I don't think United will have another option but to extend his stay.
Okay.
But in his contract, I don't think there's an option to buy.
No, there's no option to buy.
There's no. Okay. Yeah.
Correct. Let's talk about your other signing during the winter window, Bruno Fernandes. I know you're not a big fan of Fernandes, but. The people that are expecting things from him, like the other United fans are expecting things from him, how long do you guys have to wait to expect like results?
Next season.
Okay. So like not like, right now.
We're like realistically, guys. You should not expect too much from him right now, because he's just getting into a team that is struggling.
Yeah.
The team has been struggling, so we shouldn't expect too much from him. If he performs very good for everybody. But if he doesn't perform up to the standards that we expect him to, we should just chill and wait for him to get a full preseason with his teammates, get to know them very well, then hopefully next season he would blossom in that team.
Did you see anything that like could motivate you or excite you in the Wolves game? From Fernandes.
Yeah. I like the fact that he likes to take shots. If you look at our midfield, I think Fred is like the only player that attempts to shoot from outside the box, and most of his shots are very, very wayward. Matic doesn't give you that. Pogba hasn't played this season.
Yeah.
Because McTominay, he shoots too, but not often. But if you look at Fernandes, he shoots whenever he has a chance to. And that is something United have been missing since the days of Paul Scholes. And Solskjaer was saying something like he plays like
Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the number 18 anyway, so maybe. People always talked about his goals and assists. That's Bruno Fernandes now. But like people are also talking about his leadership qualities, because if you report from the Athletic, says that he was a kind of player that used to go into players, like he used to tell them when they are not playing well. Do you think like that kind, he can bring that kind of mentality to help Manchester United or even possibly be captain someday?
If that is one of his qualities, like if you have something in you, no matter where you go, I think that thing would. It would show. So if he has that leadership skills, I think he will definitely bring that, because we have too many young players and they need leaders. I think the only leaders we have in this team right now, Maguire,
Lingard,
Rashford. I know what I mean, but Lingard
is a senior player.
He's a leader too, but when we're being serious, Rashford, Maguire, and Matic, the rest of them are just in their own joking. So that is supposed to be an added advantage. And if he has that, I think he will be able to bring that to the United team.
Okay. Next question for you. Ole in or out? Are you still backing Ole?
Definitely now. Sure. The reason why is because I still don't think this is his team. He has signed just four players.
Yeah.
And from the four players he has signed, I don't think there has been any major flop. James has dropped. His form has dropped drastically. But Wan-Bissaka and Maguire. They have been very good. Fernandes, we can't judge him yet. So I think United should give him more time to get his kind of players in. Then from then, we can start judging him.
Okay.
It's not the time to judge him now. Yeah.
Okay, let's leave the Premier League quickly. I know you're a big fan of the Championship. Let's quickly talk about Nottingham Forest. Can they do it? Can they get into the promotion places, the automatic promotion?
They are there right now, yeah?
Yeah, they are there.
They lost yesterday to Birmingham, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are there, and I really want them to come back to the Premier League. I hope they can. I even think if a couple of results go their way, they could even make it to as one of the two automatic teams.
Yeah.
Promotion. If a couple of results go their way, because we can see that the Championship is not really straightforward this season. Leeds have been winning and losing.
Mm-hmm.
West Brom, they've not been really consistent. A win can take you very close to the automatic position. So hopefully they can come back to the Premier League.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Final question before I let you go, Per. How do you feel about Liverpool winning the Premier League?
I don't think they will win the Premier League, so don't ask me that.
Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing now?
It was lovely to have you. It was lovely to have you. I actually forgot. The fans are asking for Bash the Bookies. So when can we get something?
Next week. Next weekend.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, man.
Right.
Hopefully we'll see you soon. In the studio?
Hopefully.
Okay, stay safe. Enjoy yourself.
You too, yes. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.